This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Spare a thought here, would you? Or a couple of thoughts, really, if you've been following the news out of Shanghai. For the 25 million people there in the fifth week now of a lockdown, by which I mean actual lockdown, not what we called lockdown here at the beginning of this thing. The goal, say Chinese officials, is zero COVID. Cases in the financial capital of the second biggest economy in the world are back under 10,000 a day, so some companies that had to close have been allowed to open back up again. But getting back to work is no easy thing. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in Shanghai has that one.
The toughest thing for businesses during Shanghai's hard lockdown is getting official permission for workers to leave their apartments. Minnesota-based 3M hires 1,700 factory workers in Shanghai. The president of 3M's China operations, Ding Hongyu, spoke to reporters recently.
It's estimated that only about 50% of our employees meet the requirement for them to be back to work.
To qualify officially, workers just need to live in a building that hasn't had any COVID-19 infections for the past week. In practice, building supervisors decide whether to let workers out, and some have not in the past. People who can leave get tested a lot. Alibaba grocery chain Fresh Hippo's vice president is Shen Li.
On a daily basis, all the delivery riders must receive two antigen quick tests with 8 hours between them and at least once a nucleic acid test for every 24 hours.
Employers are also required to house and feed factory workers on site within a sort of bubble system. Another problem for companies is logistics. 3M's China president says his firm used to contract out its truck deliveries, but the government has now issued passes for 3M to do this itself. This doesn't work well for us, he says. Logistics should be left to the professionals. And there's another big uncertainty for companies. If a single COVID case is found among the workers, would that mean they'd have to close down for a week or more? In Shanghai, under lockdown, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.